Hi, my name is Sally, and these are my family and friends. This is my mom, Angela, but we call her Angie for short. This is my dad, Jessup, and these are my brothers and sisters. Alice, Lucas, we call him Luke for short, Melissa and Lily. I also have a best friend named Ava. Oh, and these are our horses, Lucy, Darla, and Bubba. Bubba is a mule, though. Chapter 1, The Beginning. Here is my survival story. I had my best friend, Ava, over at my house for the weekend, sleeping over. We were in the garage watching an episode of The Dukes of Hazzard. All was well until my mom and dad came rushing in. It was Sunday, so after we got home from church, they would watch the races. My dad said, "Kids, let's pack up and go. There's a very bad virus in the city, so we have to go," he said. "But it was just getting to the good part," I exclaimed. "Come on, we have to go," said my mom, Angie. "I will tell you why we were leaving in an instant when we get in the car." "Oh, I will just tell you now. They say there's a zombie apocalypse happening in the cities." "Who said that?" I said. "That seems ridiculous." There was a news flash that came on when we were watching the races. They asked everybody to stay in their homes, but if it really is happening, which I doubt very highly, we will have to go, otherwise we'll turn into zombies if we get bitten, said Angie. "Okay," I said, "let's go." "What will I do?" asked Ava. "I promise you that we can stop back when we come back, but I talked to your mom and she said that it would be best for you to go with us, whether it is for a year or a week," said my mom, Angie. "Okay," Ava replied, feeling kind of sad. I could understand how she feels right now. I mean, happy that she gets to stay with us for a while, but I know that she's going to miss her family a lot while we're gone. "Mom and I have already planned out where we're going first, and we're going in to end up in..."
"Wait, Jessup, let's make it a guessing game for them. Where we are going to end up."
"They will figure out where we are going once we get on the road," said my mom. "We called Luke and Alice to come over to our house, and we already told them everything that we told you, and we told Lily also. Now, get everything that you want for a while, and by a while, I mean like a year or more. Ava, your mom is mailing some of your stuff to our destination, so then you will not have to wear Sally's clothes all the time," said my dad. Ava and I packed up all the things that I would want for a while. My baby blanket, half my clothes, some of my favorite childhood toys, my memory box, some candy and mints, and some things to do in the van. "Come on, girls, we have to go before the state troopers come and make us stay in the house and not let us go," said my mom. Melissa, Lily, Ava, and I came running down the stairs like a pack of elephants. Just when we were about to walk out the door, Lucas and Alice came rushing in. They were out of breath. "The state trooper said that we have to get in a home as soon as possible, and we're going to bring us to one if we didn't find one quick. We have to leave now." "Okay, let's head out. Do you have your stuff?" questioned my dad.
"Yep," said Alice.
"Got my stuff," answered Luke.
My dad said, "Okay, let's head out then, everybody in the van. We won't have enough gas to bring two cars, so let's just take the van." Everybody got in the van and got it all loaded up, and we headed out on our way to Highway 14, and then we were going to hop on to Interstate 35 South, and Dad said we were heading to Des Moines, Iowa, where we would stop first so we could get out and stretch. It would be a short day of traveling because by the time we got on I-35, it was about 1 o'clock. Chapter 2, The Zombies Are Coming. Me and Ava started thinking and talking about where we could possibly be going. "We are heading south, so maybe Colorado," I said.
"Denver?" questioned Ava.
"Let's ask them," I said.
"Okay," said Ava.
"Are we heading to Denver, Colorado?" I said.
"Nope."
"Where else could we be heading?" asked Ava.
"I don't know," I replied. "I wish South Padre Island."
"That would be awesome," I said.
"Ding, ding, ding, correct answer," explained my mom.
"Really?" I replied. "I was just joking."
"Yep, you got it. South Padre Island, Texas," answered my dad. I can't believe that we're going to Padre, exclaimed Ava.
We arrived in Des Moines, Iowa, but nothing was any better from home. It was worse. This was not good. We met up with a pack of zombies at the airport. I was so frightened. Oh no, we went over a huge pothole and the cargo door popped open. I quickly went back there to grab whatever had fallen out, but we were driving too fast to get away from the zombies that I didn't have a chance to grab the seed before it dropped out of the car. This was not good. We lost half our seed and we were encountering a pack of zombies. I quickly closed the cargo door and told everybody the bad news. We lost half our seed when we went over that pothole back there. I hope that we're away from the zombies now, though. I would rather lose some of our seeds than get bitten by a zombie. Okay, everyone, if we ever encounter a pack of zombies again, we'll have to all double-check that all the doors are locked and the windows rolled up so then we don't accidentally get scratched or bitten. That would be really bad, said my dad.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Me too, said Ava. Everyone agreed to do what Dad had said about encountering zombies. We got back on I-35, and Dad told us that we would be staying at Kansas City, Kansas, for the night. That is, if there are no zombies there. Chapter 3, Detour Disaster. We were getting real close to our destination. We had just crossed the Missouri border, but there was a road detour. If we took the road detour, it would take us into a city that had zombies attacks in it. Oh no, seems that when it rains, it really pours. First, having to move away from our home to get away from what they were calling zombie attacks. Then, losing our seat and meeting up with zombies at the Des Moines airport. And then having to go through a road detour now? Ugh, this was such an inconvenience. I just hope that it gets better soon so we can go back to our house in Byron. Dad was trying to figure out why there was a road detour. He said there was no road construction. So we figured that we were just going to drive through all the cones when all of a sudden we saw why there was a road detour. Ah, there's our zombies on the road, I screamed. Everyone knows the procedure, said Dad. Roll up all the windows. The doors are locked. We are driving through them. Everybody ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, answered everyone.
Good. Here we go, said Dad. We got through the zombie pack just fine, and everyone who wasn't a zombie was not hurt. There was just a little dent in the van. We were on our way from the zombie road and off to Kansas City, still on Interstate 35. Chapter 4, Fuel Flunk. We were both excited and relieved that we had gotten through a half of a day's worth of driving and was going to end up safe and sound in Kansas City, where we would stay for a couple of days to plan out where we would be going next on our adventure. Now, we are about 30 minutes away from getting to Kansas City when Dad said that we were running out of gas. Another disaster. We were really mad that we had not filled up the gas cans in the shop before we left. That was one thing that we had forgot at home. We were too far away from the house now that we were not going to turn back. That was not even close to an option. We were hoping that there would be a gas station that would still have gas because Dad said that everybody would be buying a bunch of food and gas in order to stock up for the zombie apocalypse. Yes, a zombie apocalypse. It's going to take a little bit longer for us to get to Kansas City now because we have to slow down a little bit so I can get better gas mileage, said my dad. So sure enough, we started driving slower.
Hey, look, it's a gas station, I said.
Where?
Asked Dad.
To your left, I said.
You're a good lookout. We are going to get some gas so you guys can get out of the van for a little bit and maybe get some more food at the store because we were running out, said Dad.
Hey, look, some old gas cans in the ditch over there, exclaimed Ava.
You should go grab those, Ava. That would be nice.
Then we won't have to have another inconvenience of running out of gas, said Melissa.
Those would be nice, said Melissa. To be continued.